Hello everyone, and welcome to CView Quantum Radio Network. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host Claudia Pareco. CView would like to welcome a new monthly show on the topic Awaken Your Divine Feminine, a series with Marianne Candido, where every month we will meet one of the seven sacred sisters and go through an activation towards our feminine empowerment for women and men too. You've come here for a reason. Every soul creates contracts before incarnating in physical form, explains Marianne. These contracts are not always easy to fulfill, but we try. After the activation, Marianne will take callers for Goddess Message Insights. Want to jump the long list of callers and get your call today? For only $11, we take your call. Simply submit your payment at www.paypal.me/PUREco/11 and message Claudia Pareco on Facebook or in our chat room and let her know you have submitted your payment along with the number you're calling from. If you're being called to be spirit-led, then you know that this life you're experiencing here and now can be so much more fulfilling. Are you ready to unlock this wisdom? Reclaim your voice? Embrace your power? And align to the sacred? Marianne Candido works with clients from all over the world. Please contact her directly for questions outside of her show at www.marianncandito.com or contact her on her Facebook page, Coach Marianne Candido. Now, let's enjoy the activation of the day.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to another episode of Awaken Your Divine Feminine. Today we are talking about the sixth sister in our series, and she is the Queen. And we are so happy to have the Queen here. And why? Because it's November, and I love November, of course, because it's my birthday month. So having the Queen in my birthday month is like, oh my God, that couldn't be more absolutely perfect. So who is the Queen and what are the characteristics the Queen has and how do we ignite or activate those characteristics within our Divine Feminine? Now, remember, it doesn't matter if you are a man or a woman, but we women just love them and we have this special connection with the Divine Feminine, which make us more prone to listen to this series and to activate them. So we're going to bring the expert. She is an Akashic reader too. And Marianne is going to explain us about the Queen Sacred Sister. She's going to take us through some steps to activate it. And then we're going to get callers. The thing with the callers is that you're going to give us your name or we're going to share with the people where you are, your first name, where you are, and that's it. Do not let us know your question as of yet, because then Marianne will pull out a goddess's card for you and see if that goddess has the right answer for your question. And then after, we'll talk about that and get a little bit more clarity if needed. But please welcome Marianne to the show.
Hello. Thank you, Claudia. So happy to be here again. This is exciting. This is the sixth sacred sister, the Queen, and out of the seven. So I appreciate you honoring the space and holding the space for all of us to awaken our Divine Feminine. You know, the importance of activating and embodying our Divine Feminine is to raise our own consciousness level. And when we raise our consciousness, we kind of give birth to everyone around us to raise theirs as well. It's like just by association, we're helping to others to elevate. And it's also in how we show up in the world, because if we are using these activation techniques, these embodiment techniques to live in harmony with our sacred feminine, we show up in the world a little differently. We show up in the world with different motivations, and we show up in the world more conscious and aware. And that's truly what's needed when you look around the world today and see the problems. I mean, we've lost, what happens is we've lost that sense of oneness, that sense of connection, spirituality. You know, we've gotten so caught up in the physical world of power, greed, control, this and that, that we've lost that essence of where we come from, that divine source. And this has nothing to do with religion. This is strictly spiritual based. However, it's interwoven with physical laws as well. Because like I can say, you know, you can love and light things, but transformation truly doesn't happen when you love and light things alone. Because we are in the physical world, we must take physical action in alignment with our integrity, with our level of awareness and consciousness, and where our vision for the world and our own lives. So today we're talking about the queen. And I love that it's your birthday month and that this is the queen, because I see you, Claudia, as a queen archetype. See, we lead with one or two. You know, you might find if you've listened to the series that you're like, oh, this is me. I'm so much of this essence. But it is about balance and activating those various sacred sisters that don't operate a lot within us, because it is about balance. And I'll talk a little bit about the queen, and if you lead with the queen, how the queen can become out of balance as well. So the queen is very nurturing and life-giving, and she's like the primary caregiver. Her strength is impeccable. She is so strong. I mean, if you think about the queen, she can also be called the mother, right? So that's that very nurturing part of us. And we all, being women, or, you know, or even identifying as women, we have that, many of us have that caregiving nature within us. But some, it doesn't come as naturally, right? And that's okay too. But we do want to be able to activate every sacred sister and activate through balance. So because the queen is so nurturing and life-giving and caring about the health, wealth, and prosperity of her family and the people around her. Just think about the queen. You know, when you think about the queen, you want to forget those associations with tiaras and ball gowns and pomp and circumstance, although that's part of her because she's also grounded in abundance, right? But she's concerned about your abundance as well, not just hers. And I think sometimes when we think of the queen, we think about her hoarding this lavish abundance that she has, and that is not accurate. The queen of the divine feminine won't be saying, let them eat cake or off with his head. The divine feminine, the mm-hmm. queen of the divine feminine, is more humble, caring, and loving, and she shares her wealth and makes sure that material, emotional, and spiritual needs are met for all under her reign. You know, and that means when we show up in life and we share our wealth, our good fortune, and that could be material wealth, it could be our time, it could mean that, you know, we spread our wings to care for others. Now, if you lead with the queen, if this sounds like you, where you lead with unconditional love, you're compassionate, you lead with fairness, you bring order and blessings, and you're that nurturing caregiver, if you're strong in the queen, you must be careful to not burn out and not take care of yourself. See, this is a lot of women fall into this where they are the caregiver. They're taking care of their families and their children, and they have a job too, a full-time job. And so they're caring for everyone else, but they don't care for themselves. They don't take that time for self-care. They get depleted energetically. So this is one of the things to watch out for, especially if you rise high on the queen level, you know, if you lead with the essence of the queen. So take that into account. You know, when I think of the queen, I think of Mother Teresa. Right. She's like the ultimate caregiver, and she considers caring for others. She did, you know, her life mission, and she's also a healer. She her essence is of the healer as well. I think healer and queen are kind of side by side for Mother Teresa. But, you know, when you think about that queen, you think about how she takes care, how she takes care of others and nurtures and really is concerned about the soul alignment and fulfillment, well-being and happiness for all people, right? For all humanity, for the higher good and that connection to spirit. So, and every sister does this in a different ways. And the goal is to lead toward equality, love, fairness, oneness, connection, and justice. But the way the queen does it is through her nurturing, through her caring for others. And like I said, we don't want to forget about that abundance piece. She is that one that, you know, is really able to tap in to that root chakra of hers, right? She's able to materialize abundance and monetary wealth. So it's a great one to tap into and activate if, say, you have some abundance blocks. Now we're on the call here, and I do have a little activation mantra. Now, do we want to do the mantra now? It's kind of like a little meditation, or do we want to do that at the end of the call after our goddess readings? What do you think, Claudia?
Well, we can do it all around if you want to. Why don't we take one caller?
Okay, we'll take one caller. Great.
We're going to take Carla. She's a caller. And then we do the mantra. And then we take one of the in the chat room. And then we go with Meridol.
Excellent. Okay, so I'm shuffling right now and thinking about Carla. And just Carla, while I'm shuffling, just think about your question or the area that you'd like some guidance in. And we'll see what comes through. Okay, so let me put on my glasses to see what card we got. All righty. Speaking of, this is wonderful. Speaking of the queen. So we've received the goddess Arakura, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, so forgive me if I'm pronouncing it wrong, but Arakura is blossoming. She represents blossoming. You are just getting started, so have patience with yourself and the process, and do not give up. So in many ways, through this blossoming, it's like you're like a flower whose bud is ripe and ready to open and grow. And it's don't try to rush this process, Carla, because it's really a part of the path. It's part of the journey, right? There's much to be said about the journey, not just the destination. So enjoy this learning process and learning new skills, new knowledge, and experimenting with this path that you're on. It's almost like you want to absorb and know everything right now, but that's not what the message is for you. It's like you will know everything you need to know in time, but enjoy the pieces that you're learning to now. You don't want to rush through it because you're going to miss so much if you're just thinking about that destination and what you need to do to get to that destination. So take your time, gather new ideas, explore, experiment, and nurture your body. Here's where the queen comes in. Nurture your body with lots of fresh air, sunshine, clear, you know, crisp water, and healthy foods, clean foods, organic foods. And soon you'll begin to start seeing these signals that it's time to put this learning into action. So it's like you're setting the seeds, you're planting the seeds, and they will begin to sprout, and you're blossoming. You're in this mode in between planting the seeds and the seed starting to sprout. So be aware of that and give yourself that time. Be patient with yourself. Spend that time around flowers, flower essences, essential oils, nature, because this is really good for your vibration and it really helps support your growth. And there's also, you know, other meanings of this card. It could mean, you know, of course, we talked about having patience. It could also mean to slow down, kind of, and smell the roses. Maybe you're trying to move through this something too fast. Get involved with gardening, nature. Do more things with nature and outdoors, and using aromatherapy or flower essences. And it also signals keeping the faith, because sometimes the journey is long to the one destination. I mean, is there really a destination? It's really all about the journey. But we do have goals and visions and dreams that we set out for ourselves. And this is a clear message for you to keep the faith. It takes time, but enjoy where you're at the moment and explore and learn new things and take the time to learn new things. So, Carla, does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does. My question was on, I just changed locations for my business, and I was wondering if it would be successful.
Okay, beautiful. Well, it sounds like it will, and it's just a matter of you learning what you need to learn, because things may be different. You know, we're in this new location, and just having mm-hmm. that patience to let it blossom. You're in that blooming process. And mm-hmm. I honestly feel, I mean, the card is a beautiful card. If you look at it, she is just like blossoming out of this beautiful white flower, and there's like the universe is all around her. And so, yeah, the universe is yours. It's like, this is yours. Just have that patience and really enjoy the journey of what you're learning in this process, because it's going to go with you for the rest of your life. You're going to take what you learn now and be able to use it later. So, yeah, I believe this is a really positive card for you and message from the goddesses.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. So, I guess we'll go ahead and we'll do the Queen Mantra, the activation mantra, if that sounds good to you, Claudia.
Yeah.
You think that,
yes,
that's how
it
we'll
does.
Do it? Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're just going to get really comfortable in our chair. We're just going to relax, close our eyes, just honor that space where you're at, wherever you're at along your journey. Think about the Queen and everything we talked about with the Queen and how nurturing she is, compassionate, strong, caring, loving and kind. And just think about those essences. And then once I begin this mantra, I'm going to say a sentence, and then you're going to silently repeat the sentence in your mind. And this is how you're activating. Just listen and then repeat in your mind what I'm saying, and that will help to activate the Queen within you on this level. And activating the Queen in the physical level is also by doing things where you are showing your caregiving, where you're showing your compassion. So there's also the physical that you want to activate. So however you can think about activating her in the physical, maybe taking care of a sick loved one or taking care of someone else's pet when they go away, you know, or being the caregiver or showing compassion or helping someone with their finances. That's another way to honor the Queen and activate her in a physical sense. But now we're going to activate her in the vibrational sense and that spiritual sense. So go ahead and just be comfortable and now repeat after me silently. I am the Queen, and insert your name. So I am the Queen, Marianne. I lovingly nurture and guide. I am the giver of life. and help others to grow into self-sufficiency and fullness. I delight in the happiness of those around me, and I take pride in the accomplishments of others. I lead with fairness, filled with compassion, grace, benevolence, and unconditional love. As I walk the garden, I smell the flowers and remember at one time they were merely seeds. I birth the seeds into being, and I help them to grow and flourish. I tend to their needs, and I offer my complete and selfless attention so they can prosper. Breathe from my womb space. I honor myself, and I honor all on this planet. I have a gentle strength that is fueled by love. I embody the queen, and so it is. Okay, so take a nice deep breath and just kind of come back to your present awareness. Come back a little slowly, kind of wiggle your arms and legs and just come back into your body a little bit and think about how that made you feel. Maybe you noticed some shifts. Maybe you just felt peace. Maybe you didn't notice anything, and that's okay, because that activation is happening on very subtle levels. So open your eyes when you're ready to come fully back into your body, into this physical space. And I'll turn that over to Claudia. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So that was beautiful. It's empowering. It's like you feel this strength that it comes from within you,
mm-hmm.
and at the same time the sharing is what is the message here. It's like
right.
It comes from within, it fills you up, and then it goes out to the
right.
others.
Exactly. And what I loved about, as I'm reading the activation mantra, it pertains so much to Carla. I don't know if you picked up on that, but it's like, wow, this was definitely a message for Carla and the activation she needed with her business and relocating it. And it was like the seeds. It was more of that validation of the message for Carla and for all of us. That to nurture those seeds and to plant them and to have patience and enjoy the journey, right? So
exactly.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So now we're going to go with this is a WhatsApp listener. She
mm-hmm.
is in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Her name is Sara E. Sara E. And so she's listening to your
wonderful.
Card while I translate to her. So I'm going to mute myself so I can translate to
sure.
her.
Sure. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to take a note here. So hang on 1 second. I just want to make sure I write down. Sometimes we like to know afterwards what card everybody got. So I will, I'm just going to keep writing those down. Okay, here we go. So Sarai, your goddess card today is Sekhmet. And Sekhmet means strength, to be strong. So this is a message for you to be strong. You are stronger than you think you are, and your strength assures a happy outcome. And this is also so aligned to the goddess message. The queen message. Remember, the queen has that soft strength about her. And this is exactly Sekhmet. She is strong. She assures a happy outcome. And she's quite victorious. And so the message for you is to see yourself as strong and victorious. Try not to complain about anything, and don't blame anyone or any condition. You're the embodiment of strength, not victimhood. So this card is important in telling you if you feel like a victim, or where you play the victim card, like it's easy to kind of fall into that energy of being a victim, to rise above that. And to remember your strengths, and to rise above these old tendencies, and to see yourself in this new light of beautiful feminine strength. And your life will shift in miraculous ways. You'll attract new opportunities, new people into your life that support your strengths and your success. Even abundance, new forms of abundance will come your way. You see, this is very queen-oriented too, this card. Relationships will rise up and elevate the quality of the relationships. And they'll help you manifest to your highest potential. So be strong. And being strong means seeing yourself in that favorable life, in the most favorable light you can imagine. Okay, and I know we have tendencies to think of where we fall short. Well, this message is to don't pay attention to those areas where we lack, where you lack, or where you're not strong in, or where you could improve. Be real. So allow yourself to feel the emotions, but most of all, focus on the strength that is within you, because you are very strong. And it's only about shifting that perception that you're not, or that things are happening to you. So it's like you're taking control over your situation just by changing your mind and how you perceive your situation. And don't underestimate yourself. This is another meaning of this card, is do not underestimate yourself. Don't yield to pressure or temptation. And avoid like indulging in negative thinking. So you want to engage in positive thinking and visualizing yourself as the strength and the materially abundant person that you are, and that feminine strength that you have. And another thing could be, there's also that physical component, the body component, is engage in weight training exercises to make your body stronger. So Sekhmet is here to show you you are strong. And Sekhmet is an Egyptian sun goddess who's this fiery protector. All right. So that's how she's showing up to you today. She's surrounded by lions, symbolizing her fiercely protective nature, which is very much queen energy. And sometimes appears with these lions when we see her on cards. So call upon Sekhmet to shore up your strength and power. I hope that helps. Do you have any other questions?
Y espero que esto te haya ayudado. And she says, yes, it helps me.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Lately, I have been feeling with that strength, but sometimes I have felt that weakness that you were talking about.
Mhm. Mhm. Right. And this is a reminder to focus on the strength.
Mm-hmm. that I'm glad to have the confirmation that all my projects and the things that I want are possible, and the only thing that I need to do is to maintain a positive attitude and know myself as a strong woman.
Yes. Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thank you for helping me remind me of that strength that I have.
Thank you.
Gracias a ti.
God bless. God bless. Yeah.
Y Dios te bless you.
Bless you.
Okay.
Wonderful.
So
okay.
We're back here. So thank you for that.
Okay.
And
okay.
She's very happy continuing to listen. So now,
nice.
Let's go to New York. And let's
okay.
bring our caller, Mary Doll.
Mariel? Mariel?
Hello.
Mariel? Hi, Mariel. How are you?
I'm doing good.
How
are you?
Good. Okay. So I am going to pull a card. Let's see how this resonates. Oh, my goodness. You got Sekhmet too. Oh, my goodness. Does that resonate with you? That is crazy. I've been shuffling for the last 3 or 4 minutes. That's funny. Does that resonate with you, the last message?
Sort of.
Sort of? Okay. Well, I pulled a second one then. Because sometimes we need an additional card to kind of back it up. So Sedna is the next message, the next goddess. And Sedna is about infinite supply. So you are supplied for today and all of your tomorrows. That is what the message is. So this is an abundant universe. This is about abundance. There's more than enough for everybody. Yet the energy, you know, on our planet is about polarities. It's about giving and receiving too. So the key is the balance of the two. So if you only give, you'll feel drained, resentful, and experience lack. And if you only receive, you won't enjoy what you have, right? So balance comes from that fearlessly giving as you're guided and receiving with joy and totally accepting and being open to receiving, right, with gratitude. And so it's like breathing. Both the inhale and the exhale is necessary to live. But, you know, when I look at getting Sekhmet, the being the strength, and Sedna, which talks about abundance and an infinite supply, this is telling us not to worry about your future and know that you have enough and you'll always have enough. And to believe in your strength to do whatever it is that you need to do to allow in more abundance, and your needs will be provided for. So we also have the strong nature component in both cards, spending time in nature. With Sedna, it's the ocean, it's water. With Sekhmet, it's flowers, it's gardens. But nature's a common theme. So when you surround yourself with nature, you help to align yourself with your desires because you're in that pure space, right? I mean, everything's turned off, your phone's turned off, everything, you're unplugged, you're connecting to source when you're in nature. Sedna is also saying swim with the dolphins, move to a beach or island community, move around water, go swimming, sailing, surfing. Give time or money to causes that protect the ocean or marine life. So when we look at both these cards, and I want to look at them, and I see how you're being called upon to be strong, you're also being validated that the universe is abundant and to not put your worries in lack. So does that resonate more?
It does. It really does.
Okay, good. Do you have any more questions? Sorry.
Well, I guess it kind of fits into the second meeting, only because I was going to ask with regards to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in a relationship and I feel like I'm ready for a relationship as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not looking for like a long-term, like, you know, the marriage. That's like not on my agenda right now. It's more like a person who can be my companion and then can grow into something deeper, because I can never see myself being in a relationship without being friends first.
Right. And that's beautiful, because, you know, it's once again, it's that abundance, and it's about putting that attention on your desires and knowing that there is an infinite supply of loving companions for you who are on your same wavelength, who want that companionship first, who want that friendship to then later blossom into something more serious. So when you focus on that, you know, you're focusing that, wow, there are plenty of candidates for me out there, you know, potential soulmates. And this is what I want right now. And focusing on, you know, everything you need is within you. And because of what your desires are, there are plenty of choices for you. And what I like about this card, Sedna, is the ocean, right? The ocean is so vast, like how many fish in the sea, right? There's so many for you. And that's what I'm getting from that, is there's this infinite supply. You get your pick of which one resonates and feels right to you. So, yeah, have fun with it, you know? So maybe the message, too, is to go, you know, do you live, you're in New York, but maybe the message is to get away, go have an island vacation. Maybe you'll meet him there on your vacation, right? But anyway, yeah, I hope that resonates. And you know, you're like, they're all out there and you're aligning. They're looking for you, too. Someone that is looking to be that companion first and that friendship and growing from that point. But I totally feel that. There's so many. And you're going to have your pick and choose. So
thank you so much.
Thank you. So
thank you.
Thanks. Claudia, I feel bad. I did not ask Carla if she had any more questions regarding that card. And if she is still on the line, I'd love to follow up with her.
Nope, she's not.
Nope. Oh, okay.
Nope.
All righty. Okay.
But I wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
I wanted for you to share with the people a little bit about the oils that you are now doing, and because you have also a lot of this queen energy. So I'm thinking that also this part of your business that you are opening yourself to, which is a lot of on service, well, the oils carry a lot of these, you know, this nurturing and these trying to help in all areas, your emotions, your physicals, your spiritual.
Right.
Do you mind sharing?
Yeah, I would love to. Sure. So I'm in the process of being certified for aromatherapy. And I've been a healer. I probably reign pretty high on the healer scale for my essence. And I was a massage therapist for many years and life coach. Yeah, I'm a coach, Akashic reader. And what I found as a massage therapist, that the oils really can transform not just physical, but emotional as well, different shifts that you need. So when we talk about the queen, we talk a lot about supporting the highest good and alignment. Well, oils tend to do that. So you can use different oils for, like, I create blends. So what I do with my clients is I find out what they'd like to use oils for. It could be physical ailments. It could be, you know, and it's not in place of medical treatment, but it's to support it and to help speed things along. And it's also for the emotional and well-being. Because let's face it, if we're going through life and we're not feeling emotional, we don't feel that emotional well-being, it's hard to manifest what we want in the physical, because our vibration is resonating at a very low place. And that's where oils tend to lift us up if we need lifting. They tend to calm us if we need calming. And that's just the emotional and well-being part of the oils. There's tremendous physical things that were, you know, incredible things that work on the physical level that I've been working with clients too, from skin issues to pain issues and such. So, yeah, you know, anyone can contact me. I'd be happy to. We could set up a consult and see how oils can help them as well. And, you know, many times too, what I do is when I create a specific blend, I also tune into my client's energy, and I do either I use pendulums, or I tune into energy, or Akashic records, or muscle testing, virtual muscle testing, to see which oils are best for what they're looking for. So, you know, it's neat because there's a number of oils that are good for certain things, but which one of those are going to be good for you? So that's how what I do is I fine tune it and tap into your energy so that out of those, say, five oils for this one thing that we're working to deal with, the right ones are going to show themselves to me that resonate more for you specifically. So that's how I kind of differ, I think, with oils and aromatherapy. But I love them. I mean, they're part of nature. So, you know, if you can get the right blend and recipe, I create that for you to use it in certain ways. So Claudia, you've just started using some oil blends that I created for you, right?
Yeah. And you know, you're so right. It's the way they act is, first, you have to connect with your intuition, your own intuition, when you are using them, because it's a lot of the intention that is
right.
I don't think we understand the power of our intention and how, when you focus your intention with and you vibrate in the same level of the vibration of the essence that you're working with, increase the potential of that formula into mm-hmm. what you are hoping for. But to me, what I was telling you, one of the things that helps you when you are doing something that is aligned with the way that you feel is that you feel you're supporting yourself. You are mm-hmm. doing something that you know it's in alliance with your beliefs, and you know they are working, even if you know if you mm-hmm. don't know where they are working. So they are just
right.
They're doing whatever they know to do best, because I always say that it's like a flower, because these are from flowers and minerals and parts of Mother Nature. And the only thing they know to be is what they are. So they really know how to do their job, because that's all they are. They are that vibration pure. So that would be my two cents on that.
That is very true. That is, and they work on the subtle level. And sometimes, you know, you may not notice it, but after, say, 4 weeks, it's like, wow, I've had much more peace and less stress. I don't let things bother me anymore. And it's like a side effect of using oils and things like that. And I don't use, just to be honest, I don't use the multi-level marketing oils. I use oils that are just as high quality, if not more. But the thing is, I want to help you save money, and that I found with the multi-level ones, so many people do have to get paid down the line. And not to say they're not bad, they're not good oils, they really are, and I do love some of them. But as a cost-saving factor, it's really about the oils, not about, you know, making the money. It's about helping you to prosper, helping you at an affordable price that you can afford. So that's just, I just wanted to put that out there, because I think there are so many, multi-level marketing companies. And I think it's important to know that this isn't what this is about. You know, this is more about how can we get you back in balance from that perspective, and not about, okay, you can make money on this too. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to put that out there. So not that there's anything wrong with that. If that's the goal, that's fine too. But, you know, just that's not how I'm working with my oils. So.
No, but again, it's what you were saying is that once you find where I always think of that as a symphony, like we all have our own symphony and we all have our own beliefs and our own way of working with the earth and with the magic of it and with everything that is on earth. So in this case, you are aligned to this way of thinking because that works for you and it works for many other people. So regardless of what our beliefs are, things just work. Their purpose, they will work for you. But if you want something that is not expensive but still the same results as what you're getting, well, you're the girl to call, and you are my of girl. Because I do think that has to be important for me too.
Exactly. We want things to be attainable, right? Affordable and attainable. So great, wonderful.
So we still have some more minutes before we finish, and I was going to ask you if you can pull a card for me and see what the goddesses have, and because we want to wait to have one more goddess come to our show and let us know their message. Maybe it's a joint message for you and I, and of course for all of the people that are on our show, because nothing is just for the one, but it's for the collective.
Right.
So
it's
just
for the collective. Oh, yeah. And if you notice, there was a lot along the couple cards we pulled, very similar messages. And we got another similar one now. We've got Cordelia, which Cordelia says, you have been indoors too long. Go outside and get some fresh air. And here we are talking so much about nature, flower essences, aromatherapy, connecting, you know, the last caller, we had her needing to go by water, and the other one was going out by flowers and surrounding yourself in flowers. So this is another one. Cordelia has a flower wreath around her head. I love this. And it looks like she's surrounded by lavender, which is, you know, essential oil. So even though I know it's winter, in most parts of the world, you know, or part of the world, half of the world, right? It's winter. Still go outside because the fresh air is good for you. Being cooped up is not the natural way for humans, right? We need that shift in air quality. We need to experience nature around us, even if it means it's quite hot and humid, like if you're in Mexico, or if you're in Minnesota, it's freezing and there's 12 inches of snow on the ground. It's still nature, and you're connecting with the natural sources. You're connecting with source. And another thing, we haven't talked about this, but fairies love nature. They're in your garden. They're anywhere where there's live plants, even in your house, but they're more abundant out in nature. And you can go out there and intend for your fairies to send you abundance. They like shiny things. So I know we're a little off track here, but with Cordelia, it's all about that. Going outside, seeing the goodness, connecting with nature and source, and your manifestations, you know, will begin to start. Like we talk about that activation, right? Of and our goals and our dreams and what we want to manifest. So connecting to source is so important to that, and spending time in nature, which really helps us connect to our higher self. So that is what Cordelia is talking about. She is also can be telling you that you may need to change jobs that allow for more connection with nature or less stress. Practice environmentalism. Recognize the need for balance in your life for more rest and play. So, and Cordelia is a Celtic fairy goddess. So speaking of fairies, that's what she is. And fairies love to make you happy. They're very playful, and they love bringing you things that you want. They love to help you manifest. So go out, talk to the fairies, leave them little shiny objects. They love that. Even if it's like little glass beads, or put them underneath your trees and plants, or little fairy gardens. I have a little fairy garden in our yard, and especially in summer, but you know, I go out there now too, and we place, I have little glass beads, purple and shimmery things. And it's funny because when I do that, when I pay attention to the fairy garden and talk to them and set my intention, things manifest. Physical material objects tend to come my way. So, you know, who knows? But it's connecting with nature. Even if it's not the fairies you're connecting with your higher self, and you're connecting with source, and that helps you to align to your desires. So,
yeah, and you know, Marianne, let's not forget that we live in a world of contrast, where in the north we are in winter, but in the south they are just now starting their summer. So nature has a little bit of everything for all of us. And yes, one of the things that you mentioned is during the winter months when it's very cold, humans, we tend to get inside of our caves, and we tend to not go out, and that makes us get more depressed. So this is a message, a good message for the of the goddess, that in order to brighten our spirit and be more childlike and be more playful, in if you are in the northern hemisphere, go outside regardless. And of course, for the people in the south, well, what a better time of the year to be outside than now. So please get out, and in your intentions, just send over here that shining sun, that luscious green, and we will send down these fresh, beautiful days, these crisp, sunny, windy days that we have up here. And nature has a little bit of everything.
Yes, perfectly said. Thank you so much. And this has been wonderful. Get out in nature. Find that peace within you and your inner strength. Know you have whatever you need, and there's abundance. The universe is abundant. So,
thank you. So we have reached the end of today's show. Again, everybody that's listening, remember, we are still going to have one more sister, the last one of the series. She is the wise woman. And this is going to be on Friday, December 7th. So put it on your calendar.
No, it's the 14th. Sorry, Claudia. We got the 14th.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay. Yes. I know you had, the 14th. Yeah.
So you're sure about that, December 14th.
Yes, because you wanted to change it. I said, no, let's keep it to the 14th.
Okay. So December 14th. No, and it's open. Everybody, just remember, Marianne is coming back on the 14th. That's December 14th, Friday. And we're doing The Wise Woman. And that's another one of my favorites. So let's see what The Wise Woman has to say about us.
Okay, wonderful. See you next month. Happy Thanksgiving to anyone who celebrates it.
Thank you. The same here. And I will be sending that email for you, Marianne. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.